we hear what you're saying. We have to do dark different in that moment. What are the tangible things that we can do? Because it can be scary.
I just think it's perspective. Like the blessing of like Moss sitting next to me. I'm like, yo, the blessing of that is he didn't make it to the NFL. And somebody's darkness became millions of people's light.
Hey, everybody got their cell phones now. But back in the day, you couldn't see the picture unless it was dark.
Dark.
It was called exposure.
So we're going to name darkness another way to see.
Mm.
Come on.
So the light is one way to see.
Wow.
And darkness is another way to see.
Okay, hold on.
You know what I'm saying? They both are a way to see.
Yeah. Wow.
But they are the polar opposite.
The light, though, that you see, the picture is already
formed. It's already there.
Mm. It's already been formed in the light. Mm. But the process of it, the exposure of it, the coming together of it, only comes together in the dark.
Secret to Success Podcast, baby.
What's going on, world? Welcome to another edition of the Secret to Success Podcast. Me host CJ, joined as always by the Bayesian sensation, Mr. Carl Wesley Phillips.
Well, what's going on, y'all? What it do?
Dr. King in the building. Dr. King, how you feeling?
Oh, man, I'm wonderful, brother. I'm wonderful, dog. Life is great. You know, my Bears are doing their thing, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, hey, Chicago, they say crime went down by 70%.
Yeah.
It's just a different.
All that time they were just mad at the Bears.
That's it. Ben Johnson need to run from there.
That's it. That's it.
Hip hop preacher, how you feeling?
I feel good, bro. I feel good, bro. I'm only doing what's necessary. You know what I'm saying? And the load is off. So I've got more time to do the things that I love to do. So
We rolling up around Christmas. What's the holiday plans for everybody?
Home. Cali, the water, like you said.
Which home?
Yeah, San Diego.
Oh.
The pool, like he said.
Ooh.
Hot tub. Yeah, last year we came in the new year with bottles in the hot tub. Like, it's like, so looking to do that over again.
Like a little, Big Pimpin' video?
Not as bad, because Dee Dee and Jada was with me. So, but you know, the family, boy, like we made it into another year and was geeked.
Yeah.
And I'm like, we back already?
I thought you said you was doing New Year's at the church.
It's on rest, bro. Yeah, we're on rest, bro. We didn't know that 2 years in a row we could not be there, but we decided that we need to take a rest. So.
Shout out to my Patreon fam watching live. Hey. Good to see y'all in the building. What's happening, y'all? So, and this is kind of crazy. So, I've been dealing with my headaches, and it's stemming from like a neck, back type issue. But anyway, it was giving me headaches for like the last, I don't know, 3-4 months. But anyway... So I had been going to this massage place, you know what I'm saying, down the street, and homegirl, she good, right? I'm talking about like, but you know, you go so many times, you kind of build up a rapport, you know, I give great tips. It's a great energy when I go in there. And, about 3 weeks ago, and I'm going every week. So about 3-4 weeks ago, I go in. Now I go at the same time. I don't really call or nothing like that. It's just she be available. And so I went up there about 4 weeks ago. And she wasn't in. It was the first time she wasn't in. And I was like, oh. So my man was like, no, don't worry. We still got availability. You can. And I was like, man, but I've been consistent. Bro, I've been doing my acupuncture. Mm-hmm. I told you, I've been E-stem, all of that. Like, I'm going in. Physical therapy, I've been doing all of this. So I'm like, man, I can't miss my massage window. So I was like, you know what, cool. So I go in the room, boom, get under the cover, and homeboy come in. He like, all right, cool. Now listen, y'all laughing. And by the way, let me tell you something. When you my age and you got ailments,
it don't even matter.
I'm not tripping. I'm like, bruh, let's go. When I tell you that man put them strong hands on me, and it was the best massage, Carl. I'm talking about my man, dog. I'm talking about headache gone. Mm. My man, dog, I had so much, like, my neck. I was carrying a lot of stress and tension in my neck and my shoulder. Not just my shoulder. I was like, bro, I want the whole hour, neck, shoulders, and back. When I tell you, this man had the hands of the Lord on me. Bruh. So here go this is the fair file. So now I'm going back and I'm looking for homie. So I came in and she was like, oh, and I was like,
my man,
I'm looking for a new love.
You missed your spot.
So now I done told, oh girl, I kind of had, now I go in, I'm trying to like, Dodger. It's awkward, you know what I'm saying? But I'm looking for my man. He see me, he know what's up too. He was like, oh, let's go. So anyway, Fairfire got me a new little massage man.
Yeah, hey, and back in the day, you wouldn't even, the headache is a blessing, because back in the day, you wouldn't have wanted that. You would have denied my man.
For sure. But let me tell you something. At 43 years old, comfortable in my who I am, bro, let me tell you something.
Being real.
I'm saying Gersten already went Gersten, where no man should ever go.
I'm talking about Gersten went.
Gersten went.
I'm like, hold up, Gersten. Hold up.
Yeah. And Gersten don't even ask permission. He just be all
I'm like, yo, did I need that?
Yeah, right there.
Touch.
Gersten be like, hold
very
you.
First time.
Gersten be like, hold yourself.
Like a bird. Yeah. You make my... I said,
like,
what?
Gersten done did some things that'll make me look at his camera. Yeah. Like his birthday.
Yeah.
Hey, Gersten.
Happy birthday, my brother.
Hey, bro. Listen, my man had some... My man had his elbow.
Oh, Carlos got some tamales for me. Okay, cool.
Oh, my goodness, bro. It was on a whole nother level.
I've never had a massage from a man. Never.
Yeah, but when you said you're right, Gersh, he...
Technically. Gersh
ain't massage.
That's a massage.
Yeah, it might be a little bit more.
Oh, it's more Gersh than that.
Gersh is more than
a massage, bro. When he put them cup thing. When he put them cup.
Gersh is what?
What you say? I hear.
Say, Gersh is beating you.
Oh, he talking about like, bop, 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 like that.
He talking about
yeah, like that. I don't know what he said.
Oh, yeah, Gersh. You know what he said. Oh, Gersh doing that like that.
Yeah, Gersh, you know.
This podcast is off to a rough start.
Already.
Hey. So you wouldn't let a man give you a massage?
I did one time, but it was a similar situation where the therapist that I went to was not there. I wasn't available to schedule. That's when I was having... Remember, I had that herniated disc. Mm. So I was in so much pain.
Oh, you don't
at
care.
That point, I can care less. But would I want to let a man?
Yeah.
No. Mm.
Yeah.
Under normal circumstances, no. But if I had, like y'all said, y'all had pain, so that was different. Medically, yeah, that's it right there. Medical.
So why wouldn't you let a man... So, what, but you would let a woman give you a massage but not a man? Why? I'm just saying, what's your intentions with the massage? I'm just trying to relax.
I just like soft hands.
Yeah, I'm just being honest. I've never had.
What if he has soft hands?
Okay.
I'm not giving him a chance to find out. I like soft hands with nail polish and long nails.
So is there something sexual about it or?
No, it's not sexual.
You're trying to,
my wife is the same
it's
way.
It's just cultural.
My wife don't want a man to massage her.
I just never thought
so
about
it's
it
a
before,
preference.
But I'm like, yeah, I just never, yeah, it's just like, it's always like when they send you in there, I've never even asked, to be honest. I've never gone somewhere and was like, yo, I want a woman. I just go to, and they end up having.
So what if you went in and it was dude came in like by my side by 6'3"? Hey, how you doing, E.T.?
What up, E.T.?
I don't know because it hasn't happened. I don't know.
You think you'd be like, hold on, homie.
I don't know.
I've never had to ask.
If something happens, I'll let you know. Something. But I would ask the lady, do you have somebody else?
I'm in there requesting, homie. Hey, bro, listen. When you're going through this type of uncomfortable
that's what
pain,
I said.
Bro,
that's what
I don't care. Hey,
that's
listen,
the caveat.
My man, listen. Hey, Patreon in the chat, fellas in the chat. Would you let a man give you a massage, yes or no? I feel like these guys, man, they stuck in the old ice age, bro. Come on to the new generation.
God, I'm good.
All right. Oh, I remember me and E got
me
some
and E massage. Was born in the 70s. Well, you was 60s, 70s. 70s.
What's the difference? Me and E got a couple's massage.
No, it was three of us. Our boy, what's his name, was with us. Yeah.
Who?
Come on, E. He gonna kill me.
Ooh.
Oh, man.
When we were in Costa Rica?
Yeah, he was with us. And he translated for us. Felipe.
Felipe was with us.
Yeah.
Yeah, that almost, yeah. Yeah. You can get in trouble down there with them. Massages. I was like, oh, whoa. Hey, no, I'm trying to keep my salvation over here. You got to go on now. So anyway, yeah. So long story short, I feel way better. So, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, no question. I'm That's getting all that counts. Right. Yeah.
I wanted to do something a little different today. As we go into the new year, I've been working on a new album from the Hip Hop Preacher, and I ain't gonna lie, it's incredible. One of the tracks, I don't know the official name of it, but for now we'll call it Do Dark Different. And I wanted to play it for y'all because I really, you know, going into the holidays, while I feel like for us it's a super kind of restful, relaxing time, but I know it gets stressful for a lot of other people. And when I was listening to it and I sent it to E, that's the only one I think I sent to you, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, I didn't want to. I ain't sent E the whole album, but the album is literally crazy, y'all. Like, I can't wait for y'all to hear it. I think it's our best work to this day. Come on, I'm back on the board,
to
too.
This
I'm
day.
Not playing with y'all. But anyway, this track is called Do Dark Different, and it's off the new album. When it come out, y'all support. I don't have an exact release date, but I promise you it is. I almost told E, Carl, you remember when we listened to the Bible Experience, like what that did, yeah. And we was like, whoa, yeah. Like that feeling. Mm. Like, yo, I promise y'all, I told y'all, I really do believe I am E's biggest fan. Like, and I've been that from the jump. But when I say I was listening to this album after we did the, you know, and it's not even finished. I'm just playing it for y'all raw. Like, it ain't even got all the way mastered down. But, like, I told you I've been just doing a lot more meditating in the morning, stuff like that, bro. And I was just walking around the pool listening to this album. And it's one of those. So, anyway, it's called Do Dark Different.
No, E, just going back to albums, bro, I ran my fastest mile. This is years ago. I ran my fastest mile on, and I don't remember the name of the track. It's going to come back to me. But when I tell you, like, it was one of them things, like, and again, we listened to it back and forth, but I put it on while on the treadmill. Yeah. And I was doing, you know, regular 5 running, bro, and I did maybe a 12-minute mile or something. Bro, I did a mile in about 7 minutes. No exaggeration. Wow. Like, I just put that thing on in my head, and, bro, I don't know what happened, but I'm telling you, I just started running.
What was you
like,
listening to?
I got it.
Hey, this compete. One right here. This one huh? ain't. This ain't.
Compete. I got that dog.
It was that album. Was it Compete? It might have been.
This is straight grown, no games being played. Every single track. So anyway, this one is called Do Dark Different. I think I got it now.
Everybody say it again. We have to do dark different. Good. Come on, say it like you mean it. We have to do dark different. So what God told me to tell you today is that forgetting those things which are behind, I press toward the mark. And God told me to tell you that one of the ways that we're going to get in right relationship with him is to realize that both light and dark are a part of his divine purpose. And the reason why you're not further along in your journey is because you ride with God in the light, but you withdraw from God in the dark. He told me to tell you that you would be a lot, your bank account would look totally different if you focus as much as you do in the light, that you focus the same way in the dark. But what happens is the dark is so dark to you. And remember what I told you before, you focus so much on how instead of focusing on who. So when you get in the dark, now you paralyzed because you're focusing on how am I going to get through the darkness as opposed to who is with me in the darkness. Oh, come on. I want to help somebody. I just want one person. Is somebody with me? One person? Can I just see if one person is with me? Amen. Praise God. Say it. Do dark differently. Say that with me. You got to catch this one. I can't scream on this one. I got to take my time. This is where DD is right. This is right here. This is where I got to slow down. I'm going to say it one more time. Your relationship with God is a different relationship in the light than it is in the dark. You give God authority in the light, some of you, and you tell God to leave in the dark. So the prayers you pray in the light are not the same prayers you pray in the dark. Okay, you missed what you missed it. Okay. You missed it. All right. You missed it. Ah, this is where I get in my teaching mode right here. This is where, as an educator. So watch this. I think you might have missed it. He said, you said supersize. Did you say that? Did you say that out your mouth? You said supersize me. So then I showed you, in order for you to get supersized, one of the things you have to do is you got to get out of rewards and you got to get in relationship. But before you even get to that, the Bible says, in the presence of my... No, go back and look at the text. Where the text start is, the Lord prepares a table before me in the presence of my... in the presence of my haters. You miss what I said. You miss what I said. You can't get supersized in the light. You was with me at first. Now you get quiet. You quiet now. You don't get supersized in the light. You get supersized in the dark. God says, I'm about to prepare you a table. I'm about to bless you, but not around your mama who loves you and ain't gonna tell you the truth. I'm not about to do that. I'm not about to, your best friend. I'm not preparing a table before you in the presence of your best friend. I'm not preparing a table before you with your people who like you. No. I'm about to prepare a table for you. I'm about to anoint your head with oil. I'm about, your cup runneth over. And so I'm about to bring your enemies. I'm about to bring your enemies. Amen. Praise God. You don't even respect the dark. Because what happens when the dark comes, you praying to get everybody out your life that's agitating you. You didn't pray your supersize away. You didn't pray, Lord, I don't want nobody. God says, have you lost your mind? That person in your life that keep lying, that person in your life that keep acting like they don't know the truth, that person that ain't taking responsibility, that person that's sabotaging you, that person that's blessing you. And you praying that blessing out your life. And thou preparest a table in the presence of my dark. I told you this before. God has never created anything unless it was dark first. And the earth was dark and void, without form. And the Lord moved, and the Spirit of the living God moved on the darkness. God has been moving on your darkness, and you haven't been blessed because you keep running from the darkness every time it comes. And the presence of God is on the darkness. The presence of God is moving. The presence of God is trying to show up and show up. The presence of God trying to supersize you. And you just saying, they getting on my nerve. The last time I checked, you can't wash your clothes if you don't have something in the middle agitating that stuff. If you don't got nothing in the middle spinning that stuff. No. I got it. You got to catch this one. You pray, everybody. You at a meeting and you just want everybody in the meeting to be kumbaya. Huh? You want everybody at your job to be kumbaya. God says, then you can't get blessed because I only bless in the presence. We got to start doing darkness different. The past, forget those things that you're behind. In the past, when we saw dark, we run from it. Now, when we see dark, we got to run to it. Y'all heard this before. It ain't brand new. But they say the reason why the buffalo is the buffalo is because buffalo is smart enough to know when a storm comes, they running straight to it. They smart. Everybody else running from it, and the storm is just following them. The cow trying to get away from the storm, and so the cow running from it. The deer trying to get away from the storm, so they running from it. And so the storm is just following them all the way while they run. The buffalo say, where the storm at? We going straight to it. Because once we get to it, it's going to pass us. The buffalo realize you waste more energy running from it because you don't even know where it's going. You waste more energy running from it, and then you still up under it longer. The buffalo says, show me where the cloud is. Show me where the lightning is. Show me where the thunder is. We're running straight to it. We have to do dark different.
When I was cutting podcast. That audio, dog, yeah, I mean,
I was doing a podcast.
No, I know. But man, when I heard that, I was like, and I remember, you know, obviously I heard it live, but then, you know, cutting it down and hearing it like that. So I want to go over a few things, E, because I feel like you need to teach on that, because I think, man, it's, and I'm like, okay, it was at least three things in there that I wanted to bring out, you know. And the first thing that you said was, we have a tendency to feel like God made the light and Satan made the dark. And you said God made both of them.
Yeah.
Right? Like, so I want you to start there, but then also you're saying we're praying away the things that we should that are necessary for our success. Right? Like you in the presence of your enemies. So we hear the scriptures. That's why I'm telling y'all. I promise y'all. That's why I love like my success, because I promise you, I'm just stupid and I'm just not that deep. And so when I hear stuff, I'm like, oh, okay, that makes sense to me. So I'm going to apply. I told them, him and my wife, I tell both of them, I'm married to the people who probably know every single scripture in the Bible, looking at them all day, every day. Just give me about 5 or 6 of them joints. And I promise you, I'm going to apply the mess out of them joints. But you said God is going to prepare a table in the presence of your enemies. But then it's like we sit there and we complain when we in the presence of our enemies. And that's the very place where the table is going to be prepared. And so there's that. And then I want to talk about the buffalo, but it's a lot in there. But I just felt like, man, as we go into this new year, if you could understand that darkness in those type of things is, What do we say? Don't be so conceited in your sin. Don't be so conceited in your darkness. You ain't the only one that got to go through stuff like that. It's how you go through it, right? And it's how you go through it that depends how you come out on the other side. So,
yeah, this perspective, bro. Yeah. Like, I think now, like, the blessing of, like, Maul sitting next to me, I'm like, yo, the blessing of that is he didn't make it to the NFL.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I would have never met Maul if he'd have made it to the NFL. Wow. I'm grateful he didn't make it to the league. Now, I don't know how he feel about it. You know what I'm saying? I know he talked about it, but I'm saying I don't have any hurt about it. Yeah. I only see it as a blessing.
Right.
Like, yo, that if Maul would have made it to the league, I would have never met him.
Yeah.
Because he would have never, Maul probably would be least successful now.
Yeah.
Of everybody in this room, he might be the least successful. Yep. Because he made it to the league. Mm. You know what I'm saying? I'm being real. Like, I know, you know, he's a genius in real estate and all that. I'm just saying he might not have had the fire.
It wouldn't have been no real estate.
He might not have had the fire, bro.
Yeah.
He might not have had that. Wow. It was him being in that car, that police car, sitting there pissed and being like, how can I use this time? You feel what I'm saying? So that's what I mean when I say, Christians have been hoodwinked. Like, when I look at Christianity, you've been hoodwinked. Because what Christianity does is as much make you focus on of culture. So it's like religion. It's like this religion, Jehovah's Witness, their whole swag is if you ain't outside witnessing, you whack. The Baptist, if you ain't submerged in water at Venice, if you ain't keeping the Sabbath, it's a crazy thing. You focus on a couple things and you out. You don't look at none of the other scriptures. You don't focus on them. It's a cultural thing, and you just get caught up. And so to your point, when you could just read the Bible for what it is, you could see, ooh, all things work together for the good for them that love the Lord. So you got Christians who anxious. Mm-hmm. You got Christians who fearful. You got Christians with cross on the left overthinking. You should never overthink if you're a person of God. God should be doing all. He said, look, here's what I started doing with Didi. I was like, Didi, we're not praying no more our words. We praying the scripture. Mm. So when we be praying in the morning, I'd be like, be anxious for nothing. That's what it said. But in all things through prayer. So Didi, we praying because if not prayer, we're going to be anxious. We're going to be talking crazy. We're going to be fearful. And all things through prayer and supplication. What does prayer mean, Didi? What does supplication mean? What does Thanksgiving mean? And so when I said that, it was like, yo, if you thinking like the world think, it's the worst thing. But when you thinking like the Bible tell you to think all things work together for the good, bro, Didi, like the church, she like, I said, Didi, what do you mean we don't have structure and we don't have the bylaws and we don't have all this together? I said, Didi, we didn't need it when we were 60 people. We didn't need it when it was 60 people. The only reason it is not because we didn't got a mega church. We got 50,000 people listening COVID online. Bro, we growing. So these are growing pains. This ain't nothing to be tripping about, struggling about. I don't know how I'm going to do it. You're not doing it. You're just lending God your gift. That's all you're doing is lending God your gift for this particular thing. And so I just think it's perspective. And when we think the way God wants us to think, we see it the way God wants us to see it. And then we get the outcomes that God wants us to get. And that is real estate, just a different way of seeing money.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? And it's because somebody didn't make it to the league. And somebody's darkness became millions of people's light.
Wow. Hey, real quick, that the beginning of that scripture most people miss, E, and I've been harping on it this whole year. The beginning of that scripture says, and we know.
Yeah, we know.
That all things work together. Yeah, we just know that part, but it's like, and we know.
And so we know.
I'd be looking at myself in the mirror like, I told Tamisha this weekend, bro, I can't call myself Christian no more. Mm. Like, I'm lying. Bro, how I call myself Christian and still thinking about this and worrying about that? Like, the scripture says, and we know. If you one of us, if you belong to this, we already know that it's good.
We know.
We know, and we know. So I should, the thought should never come into my mind that, oh, this might not work out. Mm. That should never come into our mind. I don't care what it looks like, Maul. You talk about vision all the time. I don't care what it looks like. That should never. I don't mean to take us a different direction, but that's something that I've been personally on. Like, yo, to your point, bruh, don't do nothing else until you can live this. Every day you get up and a negative thought comes, cool, it comes. My measurement now is how fast can you shut that down? Because it's going to come. We human, right? You see something, you hear something, your brain, you've trained it to think a certain way for so long. But how quickly can you shut that down and replace it with the, and we know, we good. Let's keep it moving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. And to the second part, let's talk about practicality, right? When you're in the dark, right? And it's crazy because what you said, you know, it's true. The more you wallow about being in the dark, the longer you stay there, right? But so it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. And you see some people just like, it's almost like they got the Charlie Brown cloud that just everywhere they go, it just stay over them. What can you give us some practical strategies in the dark, right? Because it sounds good, but then somebody like, man, I had a family member pass away. I'm grieving. I had, you know, a divorce that was nasty, ugly. My spouse online dogging me out. Like, in that moment, we hear what you're saying. We have to do dark different. In that moment, what are the tangible things that we can do as we're heading into that storm? Because it can be scary.
Well, Ma said it in the last podcast, being a millionaire is not about what you're doing right now. Being a millionaire is preparing yourself for, you know what I'm saying? It's like you're preparing yourself. So if you know the dark is coming, you got to prepare yourself before the dark comes. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And so you have to ask, you have to say, okay, the dark is coming. God is so good that even in death, he tells you what's going to happen. Mm. He's already preparing you for it. He said, it's a time of season for all, a time to be born, a time to die, a time to mourn, a time to laugh. He's like, he already, then he said, for those of us who are in Christ, we shouldn't even mourn like those who, like, you shouldn't even mourn. You should be looking at your loved one like, yo, it's like when my grandma, I said, so funny, Ma, I was like, yo, I thought my grandma was going to make it to 100 because she was in her 90s. Hmm. You feel me? So it was a shock. And God, when she died and they called me, it's like, she didn't make it out of the surgery. And it was like, I was like, she didn't make it out of surgery. Y'all told me she made it out of surgery. Yeah, you didn't make it out of surgery. It's like what you said. Things could change in a second. Like, E, you know things could change. So grandma, she didn't. And God was like, son, I gave you the 90-something years old, almost 93. She's going to be 93 tomorrow. What else did you want from me? Like, you have 50-some years with her. Mm. You feel like, what else did you want from her? No, people don't get to know their grandma. You knew her mother. You knew your great-grandmother. Like, what else do you want, son? You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yeah, you're right. He was like, so mourn. Mourn that after your call on Sunday, she's not going to call you. Mourn that you're never going to hear her voice again. But do me a favor. Let's spend more time on who she was to you, what she meant to you, what she did for you. Keep the legacy alive. And that's what shifted it. I didn't get my grandmother back.
Yeah.
She didn't come back. Even with Didi, I prepare every day. Like, yo, she's going to be gone one day. I might go before her. She might go before me. So I have to prepare. Not even just financially. I have to prepare emotionally.
Mm.
It's like, E, what are you going to do? If she dies, what does the first week look like? What does the second week look like? You know what I'm saying? Jada, Jalen, we just had a conversation when they were there home. Hey, you know one of us may end up. So if we both die at the same time, you're going to take over this. You're going to take over that. Okay, here's what we don't need y'all to do. We don't need y'all to spend too much time mourning. We got a family legacy that y'all gotta. And so I say, you read the word and you look at it the way God will have you to look at it. And then you prepare before it comes. And let's just be real. You lose your spouse, you ain't gonna necessarily be able to take the paperwork and just make it whatever. But I tell my kids this all the time. If you have a plan, you will stay in darkness less. Oh. If you don't have a plan, you're going to stay in darkness longer.
Mm.
So we already know something happened. You're going to be in darkness. Yep. But without a plan, that darkness becomes who you are.
Mm.
It becomes who you are. And then people don't even recognize you no more because the darkness consumes you.
So do you embrace it or look at it different?
As far as what? The darkness?
Yeah.
I mean...
do you understand what I'm saying about that?
Yeah,
are you like, oh, man, it's dark? Or are you saying, I don't even look at it as dark?
Yeah, I'm saying, if you are in Christ, you don't look at it as dark. He was like, don't look at your grandmother being gone. I need you to look at your grandma for the love
she
had.
So what is the dark then?
The dark is, I guess, he's called it dark. So it's a thing. It's the light and the darkness. So it's a thing. But I think Carl said it earlier, how you name it. So some people name it death, destruction,
right.
The rest anxiety, of my life is over anxiety.
Despair. But who says that darkness is really a bad thing?
Well, that's what we said.
Yeah, yeah. People have named it that.
Right. Yeah. But even with darkness, remember back in the day, everybody got their cell phones now, but back in the day, you couldn't see the picture unless it was dark.
Dark.
It was called exposure. Yeah. Remember, my uncle used to be, he was a photographer, and he had a dark room.
Yeah.
And I remember he would always tell me to turn off the lights. He would have different buckets of water.
Yeah.
And we would take these pictures, and I would see him put the paper in water.
Mm-hmm.
And he would, like, turn that light off. And then it would be like a black light or a red light. Mm. And then it would bring the exposure of those photos out. Yeah. So sometimes the darkness allows you to really see your life for what it is. It allows you to really see what's going on in your life. I was, case in point, I was in a squad car. As crazy as it is, it was midnights. I worked 15 years on midnights in the dark. And I remember sitting in that squad car, bro. And I was really, bro, I felt like I was a failure. I felt like I failed my family because I was supposed to have been the one that was going to show my family a different kind of life. I felt like I failed my wife, you know, because I told her I had this vision of the type of life we were going to live.
The one you living now.
Bro, I failed my future children because I felt like they was going to go to private schools and all of that, and they couldn't do that with what I was making.
You remember feeling all of that in the moment?
I remember feeling it, bro. No joke. Not only feeling it, I wrote it all down. I wrote that feeling down. I got it written down. I got tapes. I could play. I bring tapes here. When I was 17 years old, and I named my children. I named three children. And I named him, well, not Ayana. Camille wanted to name him I'm Unique, which is a whole different podcast. But I named Jasmine. Then I said Jamal Jr. And I would always talk about the type of life that we were going to have. So imagine at a young age, you're talking, not only just saying these words, but you're saying it to the woman that you're going to marry. And I would say these things and I would talk about this type of life. And all of a sudden now, I was in the vehicle to get us that kind of life. And I was out with it. You know, everybody knew that I played football. Everybody knew that I wanted to make it to the league. And then all of a sudden, I never talked about real estate. I never talked about any other way to make it. Football was only way that I thought that it was going to happen for me. Once I ended up becoming a police officer, bruh, it was like, yo, my words now are not in line with what I got. Imagine people seeing you playing football, they reading about you in the paper, all of this. So now when you say, man, my life is going to be like this, is in alignment with what you're saying. But now I'm in a squad car wearing this uniform making $36,000 a year. Now it looked like I'm just talking now. And so I could remember, and I remember even my partner Vince, shout out to my guy Vince. One time Vince, I was in a squad car with Vince. And this is early on in the conversation of relationship with me and Vince. And one time I was just talking to him and I was talking about college and I was like, yeah, you know, I graduated from Western Illinois, you know, thinking my degree meant something. And I was like, man, what college did you go to? And Vince was like, I didn't go to college. Said, you ain't go to college? And he's like, no, I ain't go to college. He's like, I just graduated from high school. And he's like, you know, I was in the military. And so, you know, all you need is a couple years in the military and you could be a police officer. And I was like, dang, you ain't go to college. And I was kind of talking about it.
Right.
And he's like, yeah, you know, Vince real slick. He was looking around. He's like, yeah, you know, you got all that college and me and you in the same place. I was like, whoa. We in the same squad car sitting side by side. And I just, in the dark. Yeah. And I just remember just that kind of that feeling like, yo, you're right. So that darkness, bruh, it made me like literally like, yo, it made me see the picture for what it is. Yeah. It exposed. The exposure came from now turning the lights out. My uncle said, turn them lights out, Jamal. We can't see the picture without you turning off the lights. God turned them lights out, and now I saw what the picture really looked like. And now, me talking about how I want my life to be, it went from being almost a reality. I was at the front door of it to now. It's just now something cute to talk about now. I couldn't, but it wasn't until the dark came about where the exposure showed that, yo, I'm nowhere near this. What are you going to do now? What are you going to do? And then I think that right there was when I was able to come to grips with, I have to do something, because now it goes back to what I said last episode about the millionaire mindset. All right, cool. I have to create a vision now. That's the thing that's going to get me out of it. Police department is not going to get me out. Playing football again is not going to get me out. I'm in the dark. I recognize it. I've been exposed to it. Now, what am I going to do? Now I have to recreate the vision. I can still want those things that I saw, but now I need that new vehicle. And then it was in the dark where I found a new vehicle, and which was real estate. And that was the first thing. I remember the feeling of real estate. That was the first thing that made me actually say, yo, this is doable. Mm-hmm. It's no longer a feel good no more. Mm-hmm. With the police department, I remember guys was telling me, and my dad even was like, you know, Jamal, you could, you could make sergeant in 5 years. And then in another, when you were sergeant 5 years, then you got to work another 4 years. Then you can make lieutenant. And then after them 4 years, you got to work another 3 years and you could become a captain. And then after that, that plan was like a 30-year plan. Mm-hmm. And it was like, yo, that's if you make it, if somebody like you, if everything goes right. And then the reality of it was, even if I did all of that, I still couldn't get 50% of the vision that I saw for myself. Mm. And I missed out on 30 years of my kid's life just trying to get to that point. So it was in the dark when I really saw, like, yo, this is where I'm at and this is what I'm going to do about it. And I think during the process of it, yeah, it was darkness, but the word also teaches us to consider it pure joy. Mm. You're not supposed, and it's hard. I'm not saying it's easy, so please don't think that I was in a squad car.
Excited about it.
I was in a squad car every time I got that $1,200 check. Just got shot at, E. 16 times and I got a $1,200 check that Friday. I got shot at on Wednesday, and then Friday I picked up my $1,200 check. My check looked the same way as everybody else's. It was some people that was sleeping the whole week. And they got the same check.
$100 a bullet.
No. It's what? Okay, so just guys. So just so we clear. Wow. Jamal did, Carl's illustration. He named it. So we gonna name darkness another way to see.
Mm. Come on.
So the light is one way to see.
Wow.
And darkness is another way to see.
Okay, hold on.
You know what I'm saying? They both are a way to see.
Yeah. Wow.
But they are the polar opposite.
The light, though, that you see, the picture is already formed.
It's already there.
Mm-hmm. It's already been formed in the light. So by the time my uncle had me turn on the lights, the whole picture was already formed. Mm. But the process of it, the exposure of it, the coming together of it only comes together in the dark. That's it. It's a whole different kind of
You said picture. It. The Bible says it. When it was dark, he formed. So in the dark, we should be forming, right? That's what we do. We form when it's in the dark. Darkness means, hey, it ain't right. It ain't what you thought it was. It ain't, you know what I'm saying? Like, and again, I was telling somebody where I've messed up as a leader is I've never really wanted to, I don't want people to be in the dark, because I remember how, I just remember how hurt, like how, you know, just how you feel when you're in the dark. So I'd be not wanting to tell people the truth. But the darkness is the only way for you to realize you're not who you think you are, and you're not going to get what you think you what you want, because you're not formed like it. You're not there. You're not. And so it's like, while I hated homelessness, it created this beast. That while I hate that I struggle academically, it created this simple way of speaking so that people can understand me. You feel what I'm saying? It's like this darkness, but I don't be wanting other people to go through dark, so I don't say nothing to them. And it's like, no, you need to say something to them. You need to let them know, I know what your dreams and goals are, and the way you're going about it, it's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. So you need to go in the dark, which is the lab, and you need to go form.
And don't be afraid of the dark,
don't be afraid of the dark.
I promise y'all, and I can't make this stuff up, and I know my mama watching, my uncle literally would get on me if I turned those lights on.
Yeah. Mm.
Because if you turn the lights on too quick,
you're going to mess
it up. It messes up the picture.
Yeah.
It messes up the exposure of the picture. And some of you all are looking for the lights to get turned on while you're going through the process. Imagine if the lights would have got turned on while I was in the squad car. Yeah. If I would have won the lottery.
Yeah, if you would have made it to the NFL.
If I would have made it to the NFL. I couldn't see this whole picture that God had planned for me. Yeah. Come on, bro. Who could see this? Yeah. I couldn't see that in 25 years, Jamal, you was going to be teaching thousands of people how to get out of the darkness yourself.
Yeah.
But I need you to be in the darkness.
Yeah, so you can.
So you can know exactly how to teach them
how to get out
the darkness.
Yeah.
Son, I got you in the darkness so you can have a speech so that you can have a keynote that's going to be in front of 22,000 people one day and allow them to have hope and allow them to be able to see the light.
Yeah.
But if I would have got out of that darkness, bro, it would have stopped. Yeah. And now it would have messed up the whole picture. And the picture is not your picture. It's the picture that God got for you.
Yeah.
For I know the plans that I have for you.
Yeah.
Plans to prosper you, not hurt you. Plans to give you hope and a future. God got a picture for you that we can't even imagine what it is. But in order for that picture to come to light, sometimes God got to turn the lights out and make it dark.
Do y'all remember the joint in Mexico, X-Current?
Mm-hmm.
That's all I keep thinking about. Bro, I remember the first time we went together to go through that tunnel. And I remember, again, the fear, because that's just what we, whatever, it's dark, whatever. Dude told me, take your glasses off. And I was like, no, bro. Yeah, he's like, take your glasses off. I was like, no, you don't understand, bro. I've been wearing these since I was 6 years old. This is me. He's like, yeah, you don't understand.
Mm.
You're not going to be able to see nothing in here. It's no use to you, even if you have them on. He's like, I recommend you take them off. And I remember walking in there, and the first couple of moments, bro, your mind just starts creating. So you can't see nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So what is there to even look at? There's nothing to look at. You can't see nothing.
Right.
Just walk. Then the guy said, just keep walking, one foot in front of the next, bro.
But it's a cave, y'all, like a tunnel. And it is like, when I say pitch black, I'm talking about
nothing.
Put your hand an inch in front of you. You can't see nothing.
But you know what the name of it is, right?
Senses.
As I walk through that thing again, as you go through, and they, for those that don't get it, like, they literally are putting different sounds and textures, and at one point they had it hot, then cool, and all that. Mm-hmm. So you're getting a sensory experience. And I remember when we got close to the end mall, bruh, you could see the light around the corner.
Mm.
Literally, I was like, yo, I think I see light.
Mm-hmm.
At first, I can't make it out. It's not clear. But again, it's the same principle. Put the next foot in front, Carl. Keep going. Just keep touching. Just keep doing. Just keep going. And I remember coming around the other side of that thing, and I just felt like, yo, I want to do that again.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it gave so much. And this is funny, as we were talking about it. Like, bro, you just think about everything, day and night. Think about childbirth. Like, you start in water, in darkness. Like, just think about everything that we know. Like, that's literally the process that God put there. But somehow we never made that connection of like, yo, to be born again, to be born, you have to go through that darkness.
Mm.
And there's a, you know, obviously childbirth, whatever the process, there's some pain, there's some, you know, constriction, there's all kind of stuff going on. But dude, yeah, your dad makes me laugh every time. He calls it dumbnesia. I remember when Jordan was born, I was like, bro, I'll never do that again. He's like, you'll see, wait a minute. You know how his dad will say stuff?
Uh-huh.
Wait a minute. I was like, what you talking about? I'll never. He's like, give it a minute. I was like, what you talking about? He's like, bruh, you will forget all of the stuff that you went through once you start getting that joy that comes from the experience.
Yeah.
The joy of real estate, the joy of creating the legacy for your family. Like, whatever you felt that night, yeah, you can remember it. But bruh, how, like, where's reality compared to that now? Like, it's not even on the same scale.
Right.
So I want people to see, like, yo, when you see it, we got to now look at it from this perspective of, like he said, I got a new way to see, not with my glasses no more.
Yep.
I'm going to use my, watch this. Our other senses actually become heightened when our eyes aren't as, but when you don't have that vision. So now you hear better. Now you're more attentive to, you know, your thoughts. You're more attentive to touch. You're more attentive to smell. So now you're giving even other parts of your body the opportunity to grow as you go through
the
process.
Can you remember a time where it was dark and you had to create? Like, can you remember, like, just any time where you felt like, dang, like, but something came out of it.
So no, it's funny you would ask that, dude. Every edit.
Mm-hmm.
Just think about that. Every time I sit to edit, bro, I literally start with blank, black screen, and I have to figure out what goes where. How does this feel? I got to put the pieces together. And I was telling somebody yesterday, were asking me a question about editing. I was like, yo, every time I get done with that process, I sit back and I was like, yo, that came from nothing.
Mm.
Like, there was literally nothing. We literally added music. We added B-roll. We added whatever to make this. It was the sizzle reel. He showed the sizzle reel at church this a couple weeks ago. And everybody's like, oh my gosh, that thing was incredible. And I was like, yo, that was nothing. And we just took some images, put it together. And now it's this masterpiece that can actually impact how somebody sees and feels and all of that. So to your point, 100%, that's the creative process. You start with nothing that's in the image of God. And you literally with your hands, with your mind, with your eyes, with your ears, you can put something together that now can literally change the world. So 100%.
We got to do dark different. All right. Y'all know we got new segments on the show. Carl just gave us one, but you know what I'm saying? I'm going to come back to him. Calm Down Carl, our new segment for our grounds crew people. Carl, what you got for him today?
Hey, listen, I'm telling y'all, it's not information no more. Like, we do a podcast and we do it every week, but it's not information. I need you to pick one area of your life that you're going to put energy into. We know the SMART goals. Make a very specific goal, something that you can measure, is timely, like I'm talking about in the next 6 hours, in the next 3 weeks. And I need you to go after that with all your energy. Don't let nothing distract you. I promise you, if you can get that one thing knocked out, guess what? You just knocked down one pin. We just got to go back and go again. So I'm promising y'all, just focus, focus, focus.
What's up, Marv? What you got for us?
Man, I just want to tell them, man, that you have enough to get started where you're at.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
You have enough to get started where you are at.
That's it.
When I first started with the police department, putting in $50 every single paycheck. It's a thing that's out there, and I want y'all to really research it. I know you heard this word, but I want you to research this word, compounding interest. It's the eighth wonder of the world.
That's good.
Compounding interest. When you take the little you have today and it compounds over time, I promise you, God is not going to bless you with plenty if you can't start with what you have right now. There's no minimum amount that you can start an investment account with. So go charlesschwab.com. Go ahead and take that $100, get disciplined, and start putting it to that every single paycheck, and I promise you, you'll thank me later.
Appreciate that nugget. E, you got, how much time you got?
I have enough time to tell y'all we're not finished with the 1% challenge, right? We got a couple more days left. You need to get on, all right? You need to get on. You need to call your people. I know you already on. I'm sorry. you still have not made it a priority to get your people. So get your people, okay? Get them. Listen to me. Ma said you have enough. You have enough time to tell them they need to get on. Why? Because the stuff we doing on the podcast, the stuff we doing on the chat, like, that's what's going to change them. And can I say this? I'm so tired. Somebody texted me today and was like, E, my marriage, I destroyed it. And I was like, okay, what does that mean exactly? You destroyed it. I destroyed it. I say, okay, what does that mean? Are you still at home? Is your wife still with you? Are your kids still with you? Like, what does that mean? Yeah, we still at the, okay, cool. All right. You already know what he mean when he said destroy it. But yeah. I was like, yo, where are we at in the destruction?
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, where are we? Right. And so, of course, it was like, yo, they want to get separated. I'm like, why are you calling me now? What can I do for you now? Like, now you want me to throw a Hail Mary, Mother of Grace. What I'm trying to get y'all to see, you got to get your people now, because every day you don't get your people, you know what happens? I don't care if you blow up or not. You got to pull them with, you got to drag, kick, scream. You feel me? And so it's like, I don't care if you make 3 million. If they don't got no millions, you're going to give them most of your millions. If you heard what Ma said a couple months ago, his marriage is great, but Camille on the phone talking to them for hours about their marriage, which ain't great. So even if your marriage is great, but the 6 people around you marriage is trash, guess what you're going to have to spend the most of your time doing? Training and developing.
Yep.
So why don't you let us train and develop them? you know what I'm saying? Let us train and develop them. So please get them on. We gonna be in Chicago, y'all. Like, I don't know if y'all understand. I'm gonna keep it to. I ain't gonna say. I'm not. It's too much. But I'm gonna say it again. We're going to be the 1% solution, men's solution, women's solution. It's in Chicago, y'all. Do you understand what that means? Like, do you understand the resources that we have in Chicago? Do you understand when I say it's going to be in Chicago, what that means? And so I'm telling you, you have to.
Tickets
be
already moving real fast, too, man. Shout out to all the people that bought them.
This ain't no marketing scheme. Yeah. We haven't even opened up to the world.
No.
And they're moving fast.
I know. That's
you
what I'm saying.
You feel me? Yeah. They're moving fast with y'all. Yeah. So what we're trying to do is save all 4,000 seats for those of you on the podcast. Like, we don't want, like, people who don't even rock with us like that to end up coming to the conference and being blessed. Mm-hmm. Like, we're trying to save the seats for y'all.
Yeah.
Period.
ET1%.com. We're going to do dark different.
Somebody, I heard somebody say, man, I ain't got the money. You want property away from having the money to be there in April. Yeah, I just heard it, Ma. I don't got the bread.
You can afford property. Not to be there.
Yeah.
Seriously, there's going to be some information that's going to change your life.
Yeah.
The reason why you don't have the money right now is because you're lacking information. So remember I said you got to go ahead of yourself. Mm. Go get this information. Sacrifice. Save up. Cut something out so that you can get the money to come to this, because your situation's not going to change
until
you beat
it. Go get
it. Bruh, it's just the energy, bruh. Even for me, man, like I promise y'all, I don't know what y'all think about us in terms of, like, we don't got regular life stuff going on, bruh. But I just told y'all, I was dealing with a health issue with my neck and my head for 3 months straight. You know what I'm saying? Like, tough. I ain't come on here and talk about it like that. Or y'all might have looked at me like, are you straight? But it was tough. It's tough mentally. It's tough, all those things. But when you're around the right environment, when you got the right people around you, when you got the right people pouring into you, praying for you, all of those things, it just makes a difference, dog. Like, you don't have to go through life the way you've been going through life. And that's what we created this space for. And that's one of the things I'm most proud of. So, you know, I told you, changed my life back in the day when John Maxwell, right-hand man, was like, do you believe in what y'all doing? Okay, shame on you for not marketing it and telling people to come and telling people to buy it. Then if you believe,
it worked for us, bro.
No, it still worked for me.
Shout out to Doc. I'm talking about Doc. Bro, I just opened my phone morning and Doc, bro, you just been on my spirit. I just listen to this prayer. He just prayed over me and my family, bro.
Oh, let me tell you something.
Yeah, that's my dude.
I don't even know if I'm allowed to say it. Doc was at a birthday party the other day. He sent me a video. I'm like, man, find a man diligent at his work. He'll stand before kings and not me, man. My man was at Berry Gordy birthday party. I don't even know if I was allowed to say that. If I wasn't, we'll cut it out later. But he was at Berry Gordy birthday party with Stevie Wonder, dog. I'm just like, bro, Doc in the community. Doc might be on here. I don't even know. But just an incredible human, man, who got around the right energy, and you see things happening for him. And it's like, bruh, this is what happens when you do dark different. Mm. This is what happens when you embrace all the challenges, the good and the bad that come in life, and you keep going. And so, you know, E is the architect of that, and we're going to serve him and make sure that we're doing our job. I'm taking pictures at the conference. I can't say I didn't. I did them all the pictures last time. Tell the truth. Yeah. Tell the truth.
He did.
No, E, come on, bro. Don't do me like that. Not at church. I didn't say at church. Not at church.
At the event. At the event. Church,
I took pictures the whole time.
All right, praise God.
I will say, Anchor, I stayed, bro. Yeah. I stayed out there.
Well, you always do, Ma. This the one. I like the people. This the one, bro.
It's
like, here go the crazy part. He used to love the people.
Yeah.
And then when we blew up, he stopped dealing with the people.
No. Yeah. I still love you.
In your own special way.
In my own special way.
Yeah. What more can I say?
I'm working on myself, but I am going to take pictures at the joint, because I love being in the bit. Like, again, I just need some order to it.
Okay,
I don't like just the one, you know, like
freestyle.
Yeah, let's just have an order. So I'm with y'all, man. Shout out to my people I seen in the airport this morning, man. Love y'all, man. Y'all got a bunch of TSA that listen to the podcast, man.
That's crazy, bro. That's crazy. I be seeing a man.
I think I said your picture.
Love.
My man was like, yo, I ran into Carl. I ran into Maul. He was like, I ran into Eve. Yeah. Like, you the last one I had to meet.
That's the reason, Maul. You already said.
Yeah.
It's a pattern.
Hey, but I'll show you this, though, bro. Just yesterday, I was outside shoveling snow.
Mm.
And I had my Make Real Estate Real jacket on. Real talk. Y'all know my house is pretty large. So I got a lot of land to shovel. As I'm shoveling, a guy pulls up. walks down the street in the snow, comes over to me and say, bro, you changed my life.
Wow.
He was just like, I'm from Detroit.
Amen.
He said, I just came to Chicago to go to a church service, a church around the corner. Wow. And he said, I'm literally out here shoveling snow. He's 28 years old. He said, I'm driving to see you shoveling the snow. He said, I see a Make Real Estate Real. And he was like, man, I just got to tell you how much you changed my life, bro. Wow. He's like, I'm investing in real estate. As me and him are talking, a car pulls up. And then the guy like, hey, bruh, dog, bruh, Make Real Estate Real. Me and my wife on our second property, bro. I just want to let you know, man.
Come on, bro.
And I was like, all I could think was, this is how it feels to be E.T.
No, that ain't right. I can't tie your shoestrings.
This is how it feels. Well, you real impact, bro. Real impact.
Yeah, no question.
And I doubt it. If anybody would have been like, hey, Maul, 25 years ago, I saw you playing with the Bears. And then you.
And you know what's so crazy about some athletes, Maul? It's over after it's over.
Yeah.
Just being real, the way God has helped us do it, it just keeps.
They keep building.
Yeah.
Hey, compound interest.
Yeah. Happy holidays to everybody. And shout out, love you. Our Patreon fam. Shout out, hey, go sign up for Patreon. Shout out to our Patreon fam live with us every week, man. Good to see all y'all. And anybody got any other announcements?
Hey, no, I still got the Moving Past Potential book. Holiday season, y'all. I got it. The audio book and the book right there on the website, movingpastpotential.com. Make sure y'all go get that. The PDF is free. Go get the PDF free. Like, for real, this is the season that we want people. What just Maul talked about, impact, y'all. That's all we on now.
And I know you and Maul got something coming for the new year, too. I know y'all been working.
I ain't even
seen it. I'm excited to see it.
We've been back in the lab. Let's just say
in the lab.
We've been in the lab and have been talking every day. Yeah, it's interesting.
I love it. All right.
I'm becoming Maul slowly but surely. Let's just say it like that. And I'm saying it like that jokingly, but again, Make Real Estate Real was birthed.
You mean
because
a delusional Bears fan? You mean you two think the Bears could win the Super Bowl?
No, I'm just saying real quick.
Stephen A. Smith does.
Hey.
Because he's never wrong.
Root to the bras.
Make Real Estate Real was me going through the experience with Maul, and now we're going through that again just for our entire financial system, y'all. So, stand by.
I love it. All right, we out of here. Love y'all. We'll see you next week.
Let's go.
I want you to focus on here right now. Don't you worry about when you get home. You make this, you concentrate on this opportunity. You don't worry about tomorrow. You concentrate on this opportunity with all your might, with all your soul.
Thank you so much for rocking with us as always, right? We don't take it lightly, guys. And we hope that we've provided transformation and not just information. We want you to become the best version of yourself, right? Make sure you check out the show notes to access all the important links and get your product discounts. Now, one favor we're asking of you, do us this favor. Make sure you subscribe and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. We want to know your feedback and how we can serve you better. And if there's anyone that you think could benefit from listening to this show, please, I begging you, please share it with them. And remember, as E always says, if you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe, then you'll be successful.